From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, as Iraq suffers more violence, we talk with a reporter just back from that country. First, though, the commission investigating the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001, issued a new report today. It said that on the morning of 9/11, as the hijackings unfolded, officials with the Federal Aviation Administration and the Pentagon failed to communicate with each other. The confusion caused delays that stopped fighter jets from getting into the air quickly enough and with the right orders to intercept the planes that hit the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler has been following the 9/11 hearings in Washington. Eric, what are we learning from these new reports today?
Well, there are a couple of new things. The first thing is how poorly the civil authorities, the FAA, and the military aviation officials actually linked up with each other. The big picture here is that the military was completely unprepared for this kind of attack. They expected a hijacking would take hours and would include demands and landing a plane somewhere else. So when they heard the word hijack, they really didn't think of terms of minutes or seconds to respond. Now, here are some comments from Philip Zelikow. He's the executive director of the 9/11 Commission that released today's report.
On the morning of 9/11, the existing protocol was unsuited in every respect for what was about to happen. What ensued was the hurried attempt to create an improvised defense by officials who had never encountered or trained against the situation they faced.
Now, shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning on September 11th, 2001, the FAA controllers in Boston got first word about the hijacking of American Flight 11. Here's the voice of the hijackers from the cockpit.
At 8:24 and 38 seconds, the following transmission came from American 11.
We have some planes. Just stay quiet and we'll be okay. We are turning to the airport.
The controller only heard something unintelligible. He did not hear the specific words, quote, "We have some planes," end quote. The next transmission came seconds later.
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
That was the voice of the hijacker from the cockpit of American Flight 11. Now later, an FAA controller called the military's Regional Defense Command, and that's in Rome, New York. Here he's asking somebody to scramble some jets.
All right, Boston Center, TMU, we have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to, we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise manifest.
Those are remarkable recordings, Eric. There's also testimony today about Vice President Cheney, who was essentially running things because the president was away. He was down in Florida.
That's right. Vice President Cheney was in a bunker, and what we learned today that he ordered incoming planes to be shot down over Washington, but that order wasn't delivered until the last plane crashed over Pennsylvania. So the planes that were flying over Washington at the time were under orders just to identify and follow any strange aircraft.
The military jets. President Bush today has come out after a cabinet meeting and disputed the commission's findings that came out yesterday that there was no collaborative relationship between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, the terrorist network. What about that?
Well, what the commission said yesterday was that the two groups talked, you know, Iraqi leaders and al-Qaeda talked back in 1994, but nothing ever happened. Now, what President Bush said today was there was a relationship. I just never said that it had to do with the 9/11 attacks. That's his statement.
So he's saying, in fact, al-Qaeda was talking to Saddam Hussein and maybe dealing with him, but not about 9/11.
That's right.
NPR's Eric Kneeler following the 9/11 Commission hearings in Washington. Eric, thanks very much.
You're welcome.